know, stats maybe don't always tell us the whole story, but when we look at the stats, we didn't see, you know, great stats for the quarterbacks today. What happened out there when we couldn't see?
I think just little minor hiccups that we had. I felt like we were moving the ball, you know, decently well, and there was just some hiccups and drives that kind of killed the drives, and you know, those are things that we can fix. You know, obviously this is the first scrimmage. You know, we want to be clean, but we also know, you know, being realistic, there's going to be some things that we need to fix and correct, and that's what college football is about. You know, you got to go watch the film and correct it, and you know, you take away those mistakes we had today, I think we had a more decent day than the stats would say.
Is there a lot of pressure on you guys from this defense? Are they in the backfield real fast right now?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, we were talking about it in the quarterback room the other day. I think, you know, they're pretty strong, if not, you know, stronger or as strong as last year. You know, even though we lost Nate, who's a great player, you know, you add a guy like, you know, Kylie, and then you got a guy like Pizza that's a year older, and Fanica. So, you know, those guys are really causing havoc, and then you got, you know, those guys in the middle that are causing havoc as well. So it makes it tough on us when those guys are getting around the edge, and then we're having to step up in the lull and guys like that. So, you know, but it's a good look for us, and those guys are flying around and doing a good job.
Plus, they got a pretty good idea what you're doing, right?
Yeah, definitely. They, you know, and we know what they're doing as well, so it evens out. But, you know, obviously as defense. Or as an offense, we need to execute a little better and move the ball. And the main thing is putting the ball in the end zone. I thought we moved the ball halfway decent, but you know, we just got to punch it in when we get the opportunities to.
Can it be frustrating to try to develop timing with some of your receivers when the defense is that dominant?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's going to be like that week in and week out in the Pac-12. So I think that's something we have to fight through. And we got to get some guys healthy that we need out there. And I think that once we do that, we'll start to, you know, have more efficiency.
What has the communication been like with maybe some of the younger guys, some of the newer guys?
Well, like I said earlier, there's some hiccups and, you know, some miscommunications, but, you know, that's all stuff that can be fixed on film. I think those younger guys are really coming along and benefiting from this camp. I think that'll help us during the season with depth and things like that, so I think we'll have a lot of weapons to use.
Have any of those new receivers caught your eye in particular?
All of them are playing extremely well. Covey's very nice. Tyrone is good. George Wilson. And Caleb Rep has been a sleeper. He's come along strong these past few days and has been, you know, making some good plays for us.
Big difference from spring in that department?
Yes, definitely. Just having, you know, this incoming class, you know, obviously you lose some guys in the winter and you don't get those guys until the summer. So it's good to have those young guys come in and help us.
Now, you had Corey last week. This week you're having to face Corey. Which side do you prefer him on?
Whatever's best for the team. He's been doing playing very well on the defensive side, and you know, I think you'll see a lot of him over there. But, you know, obviously he's a good playmaker. He's returning for some, and I think he'll be a dangerous weapon for us. You know, we can get him on offense. Hopefully, a couple plays a game, we can steal him from the defense.
I'm sure they probably already asked this. How'd you feel you played today?
I think we played as an offense. I thought we played pretty well. Besides, you know, we got to punch the ball in the end zone, and we can't kill our drives. I thought we were moving the ball. And then we just kill our drives with penalties and, you know, taking sacks and things like that in the red zone. And, you know, that's all that all minor things, you know, which lead to the big overall picture. But those are minor things you can fix throughout the scrimmage that in the end will change the outlook of the scrimmage.
How about you personally?
I feel like I moved the ball pretty well, threw the ball around, ran the ball, you know, decent. You know, obviously being in a white jersey is tough for me because, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like I feel like I'm the type of player that can, you know, I always tell Coach Witt I can escape out of a telephone booth, but, you know, they get this close to me and they, they blow it dead. So it makes life a little harder on me. You know, it kind of takes that element of my game away, but I try to be effective throwing the ball as well. And I thought that we threw the ball around somewhat well. We got to take care of the ball a little better. I think every quarterback that was in today had an interception. But, you know, that's credit to our defense. They're flying around and making plays, so we just got to get better and, you know, improve in that department.
Competition-wise, are these the environments, you know, these scrimmages, are these your chance to kind of really kind of, I guess, put something in front of the coaches to state your case?
Yeah, it's the most game-like environment. So in that sense, yes, but, you know, they're critiquing every day. You know, they're breaking it down and looking. So we're getting graded every day. And so to answer your question, yes, it is. But then again, those other days are important as well. You have to be consistent, and that's what they're looking for, especially at the quarterback position.